The government of Barbados has announced its intention to set up a new liquor licensing authority. Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Kerry Simmons, says it replaces the 1957 Liquor Licenses Act.
The leader of the opposition, sir, obviously contributed to the debate, and I am indebted to him for his observation about the high level of chronic non-communicable disease and the potential that alcohol can play in that regard. The need for us, sir, to continue to pay close attention to the issue of productivity, he also raised. And again, Mr. Speaker, sir, I think it is a legitimate and valid point. But the solution to both of those things lies more in the context or within the realm of ongoing public education, in my respectful and humble submission, sir.
He added,
we have in this legislation, sir, recognized that there was a public mischief, or is, because the legislation has not yet passed both houses. And that public mischief, Mr. Speaker, sir, is that there are obstacles placed, impediments placed in the pathway of micro business people, small business people, medium-sized businesses, Mr. Speaker, sir, and even the very largest in this island at an industrial level, where the access to licenses with regard to the sale or the manufacture or the provision of intoxicating beverages is concerned. We have the second question that we have to confront is the public interest that has to be protected. And the public interest, Mr. Speaker, sir, is that if we are going to be serious about business development in Barbados, we have to remove the mischief. We have to correct the mischief and remove the impediment. We have to make sure that our people are given that opportunity that they need at all levels of the social and economic ladder so that they can go about their legitimate business without undue delay, undue impediment, and frustration. The use of the word irritant has been heard several times in this House today, sir. And that is essentially what this piece of legislation has been. It is now unfit for purpose. And I come here as the minister responsible, sir, to ask the House to support me in an effort to put something that is more fit for purpose in its place. Mr. Speaker, sir, the next question that we have is the issue of how best can we do that? And in this piece of legislation, we have deployed the use of digitization by way of an e-service platform that allows for the people of Barbados now no longer to have to go through the harassment of four sets of applications and going physically to appear in a magistrate's court in each and every jurisdiction of the magistrate's court across this island, driving backward and forward, consuming time, gas, money, etc., sir, but to go online and have things done in real time. And, Mr. Speaker, sir, the delivery of the license, as I said, without any, in the absence of objection from anybody to your application, you should now be able to get your license back in 5 days, as opposed to a period, sir, that would have carried you into 5 weeks or beyond.
Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Kerry Simmons, and this has been Sagicord's Early Business.